1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Blowing at 60 miles an hour, Tropical Storm Debbie is about to make a second landfall in South Carolina. It was 25 miles out from Charleston at last check, but headed back north-northwest. Some 50 miles west of Savannah, Georgia, the rain-bloated Canoochee River flooded to levels not seen in a century. Sandra Martin says it was waist-deep in her place.
Everything in the house is underwater. Appliances, beds, everything. We didn't have time to get it out. It came in too quick.
Copernicus, the European climate agency, says the just-ended July ended a 13-month streak of record-setting monthly temperatures, result of the natural easing of the El Niño phenomenon. Still, the agency says the month goes into the books as the second warmest July on record. Brazil reports a nearly 50% reduction in Amazon rainforest deforestation compared to the year before, largest reduction since 2016. Richard Cantu, ABC. FBI agents and other law enforcement searched the Delmar, New York home of Scott Ritter, a former UN weapons inspector and critic of U.S.-Ukraine policy.
I am not intimidated, and I will continue to speak out, and I will continue to do what I do, because that's my responsibility as an American citizen.
The FBI won't say if the search is related to an investigation of whether Ritter was operating as a foreign agent. The thing about guns, they tend to get used on purpose or by accident. In San Antonio,
the man, identified only as a 58-year-old, was taking a bag of garbage down a grassy hill to the trash bin in his apartment complex when he slipped.
He was yelling for help.
When Brianna Padilla stepped outside Tuesday, she saw her neighbor lying on the ground.
And that's when we just saw blood on his shirt, and he just wasn't responding.
Police say that along with the trash bag, the man was carrying a gun. When he fell, he shot himself in the chest and became one of 39 people to die in Texas in accidental shootings in the past year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz in Eau Claire Wednesday. Here's James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, held a rally in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Vice President Harris and Governor Walz were met with cheers from an enthusiastic crowd and chants like, "We're not going back." Their remarks focused on their vision for the future of America, including access to abortion, strengthening the middle class, and criticisms of the Project 2025 agenda. Campaign staff estimated a 12,000-person crowd in the Eau Claire event district.
James Kelly reporting. Republican running mate J.D. Vance also in Eau Claire Wednesday. The Ohio senator is holding adjacent events known as bracketing as the Democratic ticket campaigns in key swing states. Vance says it's important for the Trump campaign to talk to people and make their case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened their series in Atlanta last night with a stunning 10-0 shutout of the Braves. Pat Murphy shuffled the batting order and got results, including a pair of home runs from Willy Adames.
First hitter of the game, Terang set the tone, and then William comes up big after two strikeouts and hits the ball down the line. Willy obviously has a huge night. William has a nice night. A lot of guys contributed, and you know that's what it's about.
NFL, when the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday, you'll see Jordan Love playing in a preseason preseason game. Now, Aaron Rodgers did not touch the field in a preseason game his final 4 years in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur. Why the change?
Just going through, kind of reevaluating the last couple of years when we've had guys not play, and then last year having all the guys play. I thought it was beneficial for us early on, especially week one, just to kind of knock some of the rust off. I think there's a lot of value of going through just getting your mind right to get ready to play a football game.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, slight shower chance late, low upper 50s. And maybe a shower tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 70s. Nice ahead for Friday and the weekend, sunny and near 70 Friday, low 70 Saturday, upper 70 Sunday. Currently, it's 66.
Crude and Dom.
On the next Devil's Advocates radio show, Crudy sits down with congressional candidate Rebecca Cook and more polling results from Charles Franklin and the Marquette University Law School poll.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Greg Pallas, the investigative reporter for The Guardian, The New York Times, among others, the author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, his latest film about the attacks on the right to vote, Vigilantes, Inc., America's new vote suppression hitmen, narrated by Rosario Dawson and produced by Martin Sheen, debuts on September 6th. You can get in line to check that out over at gregpallast.com. You can tweet him at greg_pallast. Greg, welcome back to the program. So I understand that Trump might have alienated a large block of American voters. I had no idea how large this block was. Tell us about it.
Yes, and who does know how large they are? So what happened is when Trump went in front of the black journalists and said, Kamala Harris identifies herself as Indian, not as black. And a lot of people were offended in the black community. But what the media missed, there's another group that was offended, the Asian American vote. And it is a vote which it just completely ignored. Now you have to understand, there are 30 million black voters, nearly the same amount of Hispanic voters. There's a lot of attention on that. But in fact, the black vote is almost entirely for Harris. What's missed is that there are 15 million Asian Americans who are just dissed by Donald Trump. But they're not very much noticed by the media. They're not very much noticed even by the Democratic Party, unfortunately. But it's 15 million votes. And this vote has been... And so what Donald Trump did was by showing a picture of Kamala Harris in a sari, it's like an advertisement to 15 million Asian Americans. And you have to understand how where they're located, that they are in key states. Like, for example, Georgia, which, you know, after all, Trump only lost by less than 12,000 votes. There are 788,000 eligible voters, Asian American voters in Georgia. And dissing them is a serious business.
By Asian Americans, you're not just referring to South Asians, which is how you typically refer to people from the Indian subcontinent. You're also including people who are Chinese or Korean or Japanese ancestry.
Right, but they all get the message. Trump saying there's something not quite American about Asian Americans.
Yeah.
Now, about a third of the Asian Americans in Georgia are from the subcontinent. It's a very, very big crowd, and they're kind of up for grabs. They used to vote Republican. You know, they were a solid Republican group, and still the Vietnamese segment still tends to lean Republican. But they've begun voting as if they turned black. 73% voted for Obama. That caused the Republican Party to mount a massive attack. You talk about vote suppression. Now, I've done a lot of work, as you know, on suppression of the black vote, suppression of the Hispanic vote. But I'm one of the only journalists who's actually noticed that there's massive suppression of the Asian American vote. For example, if you're Asian American, you're 300% more likely to be shunted to a provisional ballot than if you're a white voter. 300%. And remember, about almost half of all provisional ballots in 2016, that was a million votes, which were thrown in the dumpster, which were rejected. And there's no indication that any of these people got provisional ballots for illegal voters, but they lost their vote. A million voters. A lot. And
a million voters in Georgia?
And no, a million voters nationwide.
Okay.
In 16. And plus, we called spoiled ballots. We got a couple million of those. Mm. But the fact is that Asian Americans, by the way, also have the highest rate of rejection of ballots for spoilage, have the highest rejection of the highest number of people shunted to provisional ballots. Again, 300% more likely to be shunted to provisional ballot than a white voter. So Asian Americans have very much been under attack because the GOP knows who they vote for. Like I say, 73% went for Obama.
Yeah. And there's also this issue of Asian Americans being disproportionately removed from voting rolls when Republicans use things like interstate cross-check, where they take, you know, the voting rolls of, well, I mean, you know, famously, you're the guy who busted it for it when Jeb Bush did this in 2000, where Catherine Harris took the Texas felon list and compared it to the Florida voter list. Now, that the felon list was, you know, heavily black and Hispanic.
Right.
But African-Americans and Hispanic people have a much smaller range of name variations than do white people, because white people, you know, represents all these different language groups. And African-Americans, by and large, were, you know, many families acquired the names of their slaveholders, which is a relatively small group. And of course, Hispanics, all of them, you know, have names that have Spanish roots. So explain how
So what happens, we've had various systems of purging voters from voter rolls on the grounds that they're voting in several states, or the grounds that they have moved away or sent in change of address forms. But what they do is, you have guys like Brian Kemp of Georgia and in about 30 states controlled by Republicans. You're purging people based on their names. Now, understand that 85, I'm a former professor of statistics, 85 of 100 most common names in America are minority names, like Rodriguez, Hernandez, or Kim. So you can imagine what we had in the Asian American community was a massive wipeout of voters named David Kim, Helen Ho. These are very, very common names for Asian Americans. They have very few surnames. Most of their surnames are in a few names, and therefore what they do is they play this game where if your name is David Kim, and there are literally thousands. We saw this also with the black community with James Brown. I'm not making this up. The state of Georgia removed 538 guys named James Brown, assuming that they're the same guy voting 538 times. Now, it's true James Brown is maybe not a common name for Republicans, but they know what they're doing by using these systems. But the Asian American community has been hit hardest because of their common last names. And we saw this through the what was called the Interstate Cross-Check Program, where they said, David Kim is registered in Arizona, and he's registered in Wisconsin. And I spoke to young people in students. This is a big issue for the young Asian American population, which is registering to vote. So they've been hit very, very hard by these purge systems, and no one's paying attention to this. But it's not a small amount. I mean, remember what the margins were. Like in Wisconsin, they tried to remove 135,000 voters. They were black voters in Milwaukee, and they were a lot of Asian American students in Madison, Wisconsin. And if we didn't stop that, the Palace Investigative Fund did a report for Black Voters Matter Fund, and we were able to stop those purges. But this year, I don't know. The Republican legislature in Wisconsin has done a very good job, including some right-wing billionaires bringing lawsuits to wipe out these Asian American voters.
Wow.
They're claiming, it's this whole hysteria about illegal voters.
Right, and cleaning the voting rolls. Yes, we got to clean the voting rolls, which is just absurd. Greg, I know that you're in Europe right now. I'm not going to out your exact location, but I'm curious if you've been paying attention to the European media, how they're responding to Tim Walz.
Well, obviously they don't know him. Tim Walz, but he's, obviously he's a progressive. He's a, he's a nice white guy. So that's supposed to be some a balance.
Yeah.
But they're very scared here.
Yeah.
They're very nervous about, especially because of Trump's clear and J.D. Vance's extreme positions to abandon Ukraine.
Yeah,
and
I was
that scares
in,
the, yeah. That scares the hell out of Europeans.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you right now.
Just a couple months ago, Louise and I visited five different Baltic states, and they are terrified. Because they know that they're next. I mean, the Baltic states are the ones that Putin wants back in a big way.
Yeah.
So the great Greg Pallas, check out his website, gregpallas.com. Be sure to sign up to see, check out his new movie when it comes out on September 6th, America's New Vote Suppression Hitmen, Vigilantes, Inc. gregpallas.com. You can tweet him at greg_Pallas. Greg, thanks so much for dropping by.
You're welcome.
Always great talking with you. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
How honeybees use voter-based democracy and your calls. Stay with us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like seven urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right?
Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. They can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. And it's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. So you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and my dogs Blue and Chewy go crazy for this food. I've never seen anything like it. I can get you up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
From the sunrise on the eastern shore to the sunset where the oceans roar, America's beauty, vast and wide. From coast to coast, we share with pride. From rivers to mountains, plains so fair. Forest green wonders we all share.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I've got to just tell you this amazing story. I published this over at wisdomschool.com, although it could have gone on Hartman Report just as easily, because it's... it has some connection to politics, I suppose. This was a piece written by University of Leeds researcher Derek Mitchell, this paragraph. It was for a publication called The Conversation. And he's a researcher into bees, you know, honeybees. And he writes, swarming honeybees send out scouts to find suitable nests, measure them for fitness, that's the nest, again, or potential nest, against a list of criteria such as height off the ground, volume, entrance size, and entrance location. They communicate this information to the rest of the scouts. Then the scouts engage in a voting system to select the best one and move the entire swarm, sometimes over a kilometer, to the new nest. Democracy. Honeybees engaging in democracy. And he goes on to talk about how this is clearly a survival system that nature evolved, democracy, that animals that engage in democratic behavior have higher survival potential than those who don't. And by the way, that would include humans. Democracy doesn't necessarily rule out leadership or even hierarchies of wealth or power, but what it does do is it specifies that wealth and power that determines, or the power anyway, that determines how hierarchies are formed, maintained, and determined, who's in charge, in other words, comes from what Thomas Jefferson called the consent of the governed. And, you know, you've heard me talk about this before. You know, to Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence said, nature's God. You know, he referred to nature's God. John Adams scratched it out and wrote in the Christian God, and Jefferson scratched it out and put nature's God back in there.
And, you know, that was what he was talking about, was that he saw democracy all around him in nature. And now, you know, good, solid research has proven this. You've heard the story of the red deer. I've been talking about it for 10 years since I first learned about it. You know, it's a university, I believe it's Sussex or Essex, in the UK, where they were monitoring herds of red deer, and the deer were voting by the position of their bodies on which water hole to go to and when to go. And the whenever the vote hit 51%, they would go, unless there was a predator in the area, in which case they had to hit a two-thirds majority. They had to have 67% before they would all go voting in favor of something. And the founders put that into our Constitution, that, you know, to do normal stuff, majority vote. That's how the House and Senate work. But major stuff, structural stuff, stuff that will change America in big ways, like amendments to the Constitution, that requires a two-thirds vote. Just like with the red deer, just like with coyotes, just like with, I mean, you pick your species. There are very, very few solitary species. Virtually all species, from insects to mammals. I mean, you know, most of your solitary species are cold-blooded species. But beyond that, you know, it's you find community basically everywhere, and democracy. How is it that a school of fish seems to be, you know, telepathically, you know, they're all swimming along in one direction, and then boom, suddenly they just make a 20-degree turn to the right, and they all go off in another direction. Or a flock of birds, you know, they're flying along, and then suddenly they all move. Well, it turns out that every fish with every motion is moving, is voting. And if more than 50% of them move, you know, 2 degrees to the right when they, as they're swimming, then suddenly the entire school of fish does that. Same thing with birds that are flocking. You know, they're flying along, and if more than 50% of them move 5 degrees to the left or 20 degrees to the right, the whole flock will follow. If it's less than 50%, the whole flock ignores it, and they just get back in line. This is democracy. Democracy is what works. And that should really highlight for all of us the danger that the MAGA GOP now represents in their efforts to thwart democracy, to buy elections, to you know, carpet bomb Americans with disinformation and lies, and to even blow up elections with this new strategy of refusing to certify them. They don't believe in democracy, but democracy is the greatest survival skill for humans and for human societies. And we need to say it loud. You can read all about it over at wisdomschool.com. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with you.
A single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost.
that podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Blowing at 60 miles an hour, Tropical Storm Debbie is about to make a second landfall in South Carolina. It was 25 miles out from Charleston at last check, but headed back north-northwest. Some 50 miles west of Savannah, Georgia, the rain-bloated Canoochee River flooded to levels not seen in a century. Sandra Martin says it was waist-deep in her place.
Everything in the house is underwater. Appliances, beds, everything. We didn't have time to get it out. It came in too quick.
Copernicus, the European Climate Agency, says the just-ended July ended a 13-month streak of record-setting monthly temperatures, result of the natural easing of the El Niño phenomenon. Still, the agency says the month goes into the books as the second warmest July on record. Brazil reports a nearly 50% reduction in Amazon rainforest deforestation compared to the year before, largest reduction since 2016. Richard Cantu, ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is fighting violent crime in Wisconsin, arresting felons, and preventing violent drug trafficking. In Milwaukee yesterday, Garland pointed out the nation's violent crime rate is one of the lowest in 50 years. A bipartisan group is trying to bust stubborn myths eroding public trust in elections. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is one of the members of the Democracy Defense Project. He says social media is exacerbating the problem.
It's so easy for bad information to flow, and I think that 2020, there was everything that helped that wildfire just spread.
The group polled voters on policies to help improve people's confidence in elections, although many of them are already being used. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Well, it's not a powerhouse in college sports, but Florida International Stadium will have one of the coolest names in college football. Armando Christian Perez, also known as Pitbull, has purchased naming rights for the school stadium. The creator of hits such as Give Me Everything and Timber paid $6 million for the rights to have the stadium bear his name over 5 years. The entrepreneur and philanthropist who did not attend college himself says he purchased the rights to inspire the community and create opportunities. Pitbull probably could have adopted a highway for far less cash. Theater fans are giving their regards to Broadway. Deadline reports that Broadway is having a stellar year with hits like Oh Mary and The Outsiders. The former is a comedy about Mary Todd Lincoln. The show has been pulling in $1 million a week since mid-July. And The Outsiders, a musical based on S.E. Hinton's book from 1967, is setting attendance records. In its 11th week of the current season, Broadway has taken in almost $370 million. That's the kind of money that makes you want to sing and dance. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds here in the overnight, a southwest breeze, and by daybreak, temperatures in the lower 60s. Now on Thursday, those clouds stay put. There will be a few showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder, highs in the middle 70s, light southwest winds. It's 66 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-through line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage joins us to talk about some of the programs they have available to help finance your home. And Tad Taggart from Western Racket Fitness gives us a wrap-up on the event indoor.
Love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. It's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom, THOM.
In the heart of nature's hive, a story unfolds where honeybees in unity their wisdom upholds. Scouts venture out to find a place to call home. They measure and communicate, never alone. How honeybees use democracy. So wild and free, with every wing beat, every sound, they build a future safe and sound.
It's 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Greetings, programs. Since we're all AIs now. Yes, sir. thanks for updating the honeybee crisis. I taught a lesson about it back in 2007 based on the NOVA episode, Silence of the Bees, back when I taught gifted elementary science and social studies. Yes, sir. So I'm hoping that Tim Walz will be enough of a storyteller in the mode of Tom Papa and Garrison Keillor to explain how we finally get over the 30 years war of life after the Cold War, or life after the 100 years war, what I call the war for Seneca oil, snake oil. You know, why do we need all this black stuff, all this black goo that we put in our cars, and how we finally rejigger our jobs of blue collar, white collar, green collar, and what Roseanne Barr used to call frayed collar. Now, how are we finally going to reshuffle these in a way that Trump could never understand and W could only see, you know, dimly? And Romney, well, he couldn't see it because he was too busy in France dodging the draft.
Or counting his money.
So I hope Tim Walz can explain what happens next, because I've been waiting 40 years for this answer, and I'm 53.
I think we are going through. I was originally going to say on the verge of, but frankly, I think that Joe Biden started this process 3.5 years ago, and Nancy Pelosi, and I'm thinking maybe Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders held Joe Biden's hand and brought him into this, because he was always a neoliberal in the past, but this is the neoliberal era is over. At least for the Democratic Party. I mean, the Republicans are still embracing it. There's still a few Democrats that are gung-ho for it. They call themselves problem solvers, but, you know, they're just on-the-take Democrats. But I really think that, you know, and Kamala Harris is solid with this, and by picking Tim Walz, a guy who doesn't have a neoliberal bone in his body, I think that she has demonstrated that era is over, it was a 40-year-long period. I mean, it really started in the last year of the Carter administration, and then Reagan just, you know, formalized
Except remember, he was the seventh most conservative Democrat in the House, but that was how many decades ago. The rules have changed.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And that's my point, is that the rules have changed, and the worldview has changed. We had this experiment, this 40-year experiment with neoliberalism. I wrote a book about it, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, and it failed spectacularly. It's failing all around the world, and all around the world people are rejecting it. In some cases, they're moving toward fascism as a replacement, and in other cases, they're moving toward a reinvigorated democracy as a replacement. And that's the direction that I think America is moving right now, although the Republicans are trying to take us toward fascism. I think we're going to reject it.
Yes, sir. If I get my own classroom again, I look forward to putting the movie Vigilante in my classroom library. With us luck.
There you go. Yeah, good luck, David. Thank you very much. Michael in Santa Monica. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom, and thank you for your remarkable efforts to reinvigorate and vitalize this flailing democracy of ours. I so much appreciate it. I wanted to put forth the idea that we need an antidote, a cure for the sedition, voter suppression, and the stuff that Greg Palast talks about and you so eloquently do as well. Also wanted to compliment your wonderful audience, largely. They're a great group. But I want to appeal to people, especially people in the entertainment industry, to please access your populations, access the young, access the different cultures, access these groups of vital people that need to be brought and into our voter population. They need to register. And I want to appeal to anybody that has a pub, a bar, a coffee shop, who is a Taylor Swift, a Beyonce, a John Mellencamp, a Willie Nelson, a Bruce Springsteen, a Billie Eilish, country western venues, the jazz venues, all of them, to please set up voter registration tables at your venues and at any area where people are basically waiting. Right. That can be other places too. And your creative audience can come up with dozens of venues where people are waiting and they could be registering to vote, where there's lines and such. And this is what needs to happen. I had a conversation with you earlier on where you suggested the League of Women Voters. Well, they've been crippled. And the right wing, the wealthy, the mega people, the neocons, they're going to continue to cripple with their unlimited wealth and resources to influence our through advertising and conning, right, and just plain coercion and corruption. They continue to attack. So we need a strong antidote, a strong countermeasure, and I think this would be one of the overlooked and unrealized, unharnessed areas that
I'm with you, Michael, and getting people registered to vote is a really important thing. Keep in mind, in some states, that's been basically criminalized. In Florida, if you register somebody to vote and there's a single mistake on the form, you can go to jail. So, which is why the League of Women Voters stopped registering people in Florida. But I'm with you. You know, we need as many people voting as possible, and just encouraging people to go to their Secretary of State's office and register to vote is important. Thank you, Michael. Martin in Anza, California. Hey, Martin, what's up?
Tom, thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, just fine.
Okay, great. Earlier, a caller called in and asked you about bringing the troops home, and you said that would be a bad idea, and that was Putin talking points and so forth. And I was just wondering why you think that the American people can't think for themselves, and everything that is contrary to what you feel is a Putin talking point, or were Putin puppets?
Your generalization is just wrong, Mark.
In what respect?
I don't say that anybody who disagrees with me is a Putin puppet. And if you want to argue with me, try arguing with me over something specific rather than trying to make generalized attacks.
You told that guy those were Putin talking points.
Well, Putin and Putin's people are very much saying that America should disengage militarily from the rest of the world. That's true.
Okay, well, and I'm saying that the American people can think for themselves. They don't need Putin.
Of course the American people can think for themselves.
Excuse me?
Of course the American people can think for themselves. What do you think I'm saying, that they can't?
Why can't we want to bring the troops home? Why can't we want
to? You're welcome to. I'm just saying that if you want America to disengage militarily and turn Europe over to Russia and turn South Asia over to China, then you're doing what Xi and Putin want. That's all I'm saying.
You know, you have every right to hold that opinion, Martin, but that, you know, that the simple fact of the matter is that, you know, America basically saved the world from fascism in the 1940s, and America has been a bulwark against, you know, repressive regimes, including the Soviet Union, for you know, my entire lifetime. And I think that that's, generally speaking, a good thing. We've made some huge mistakes along the way. I mean, you know, our involvement in Central America was a disaster under the Reagan administration. Our involvement in Vietnam under the Kennedy and Johnson administrations were disasters. You know, we've made some huge mistakes. But by and large, defending democratic systems and democracies around the world, including Ukraine, is, I believe, a vital an important thing, and it's also defending us. It's defending our political system and our economic system and our social system as well. I'm a fan of democracy, and I'm a fan of democracy around the world, and I'm not a fan of authoritarianism and autocracy. And the people, by and large, who are most interested in promoting authoritarian and autocracy, like Donald Trump, who says that we should basically pull out of the rest of the world, I think they're just wrong. You know, they're not interested in defending democracies. They want to throw in with the dictators, and I'm not going to go there. Martin, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of your calls. It's the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Trump and Vance would really rather you didn't know all about it. I'll be right back with your calls. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why I love somebody. through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs. Advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients. And my dog's Blue and Chewy, I've never seen them go so crazy over a food before. Seriously, they love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In the land of the free, something's gonna ride from the White House halls to the Ohio sky. Trump's got his quirks, J.D. Vance is strange. The Republicans' antics out of range. They're all weird, can't you see? From sea to shining sea, did God make them this way? Were they born to be so strange every day? Trump with his tweets in the middle of the night, J.D. Vance with his theories out of sight. GOP's policies twisted and turned. How did they all get so weird? We earned. They're all weird. Can't you see?
They're all weird. How did they get so weird? I don't know. Welcome back, Jerry in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Before I get to what I was going to say, you talked earlier about the fact that the American people can think for themselves. Well, keep in mind, Donald Trump and the people that support him would like nothing more than for the people to not think for themselves. Hey, you know, like in 2016, I brought up all these problems that supposedly exist, like the border crisis and all this other stuff. Don't think about them. Just elect me, and I'll do your thinking for them. Remember, I alone can fix it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the difference that you said before about Donald Trump not being able to fill stadiums anymore or venues, remember back in 2016 when, like I said before, and you agreed with that people, he said, elect me and I will take care of your grievances, real or not. Yeah. Now it seems like, in what I hear from his rallies now, it's like, he wants them to take care of his grievances.
Yes, absolutely. You're right.
That's it.
He's flipped the script.
He sure did. Thanks for your...
Okay, thanks, Gary. Or Jerry, excuse me. Good one. Jonathan in Chicago. Hey, Jonathan, what's up? Jonathan, you are on the air.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
I wanted to, yes. Oh, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I listened to the speeches yesterday and just had shivers down my back, and
me
something
too.
That I've been thinking about for a while. I've been voting since, 2000, and this is the first time that the Democrats seem to have a true vision for the future. They're playing the long game. There's not going to be a messy primary. This is their vision moving forward. And the second point, as a CPS teacher, oh my goodness, my heart was filled yesterday. And this is the first time that anyone for federal office that I've looked at, that I can vote for, that I see myself in. And it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's great, Jonathan. I'm so glad to hear your enthusiasm. I think it's shared right across America. I mean, every indication I'm getting is that there's not a trace of reluctance about Tim Walz or Kamala Harris. That America is just getting. I think this is going to be like the Obama election. I think it's just going to be a blowout, but we'll see. I mean, the Republicans have some tricks up their sleeves. So, Jonathan, thank you. Andy in Wilmington, Delaware. Hey, Andy, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I know, we have been told by the Republicans, just almost verbatim, almost directly, that Hungary and Orban is a template for what they want to do with America.
Right.
And having said that, Project 2025 speaks to a lot of loyalty oaths, mainly to the executive.
That's right. Loyalty to the president rather than to the country or the Constitution.
That's right. And my question is, I haven't read the entire thing. How does it relate to our military? And along with that, did Orban use the military in any way to facilitate his takeover? I know it was Democratic. He was voted in, but his authoritarian powers, did he use the military? And is there danger that loyalty oaths will be administered to our troops.
Right. To the best of my knowledge, Orban did not use his military, or if he did, I'm unaware of how. What he did basically was massive voter suppression and gerrymandering, the first thing he did was seize the media. He changed the laws around libel. So that if you criticized Orban or any of his friends, they could sue. And they then started these massive lawsuits, and they drove basically the entire media infrastructure, radio, television, newspapers, even online sites, into bankruptcy, destroyed thousands of people's lives, wiped out these businesses. And then oligarchs who were friendly to Orban came in and bought those media outlets. So within a couple of years of Orban being elected in 2010, I think by around 2012, he basically controlled the media of the entire country. All of the media was operating like Fox News continuously. And then everything else flowed out of that. And that, of course, is, comports with the Republican playbook of, right-wing hate radio all across the country and Fox News in the 80s and 90s. Andy, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Christian nationalism's influence on Project 2025 and what that could mean for America. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.